Pauline, we're in a cafe as I interview you, which I think is a very appropriate place to be, and you can explain why I say that perhaps. But what I'd like to talk about is your tree change that you're just about to make. You're making faces at me, but you're looking forward to perhaps a new beginning in your life. And I'd just like you to explain what change you are making and maybe giving a reason or two.
Well, in fact, what my partner Ron and I are doing is moving from East Keilor, which is a northern suburb in Melbourne, back to a little town 30 k's north of Ballarat called Clunes, which is the first gold town in Victoria. And it's a very quaint little town, gentle and peaceful. And we're going there because we used to live there till 3 years ago when we came to Melbourne. And we had a cafe restaurant there in a lovely old building, which reminded me of a Lygon Street Carlton type of building, but Carlton in the country was my image of what it was. Well, we ran the restaurant for about 15 years, and then it was time. I felt it was time to come back to Melbourne, partly because there was a house available for us which we inherited, and we weren't running the restaurant anymore. Well, we've been there for 3 years, and I find I really do not like the northern suburbs of Melbourne. I don't like the empty streets where all you see is the odd person walking their dog, and all the gardens, front gardens with nobody in them, and the shutters drawn on the houses. And it's just like a sort of desert, really, the suburban desert, 1960s brick veneer houses, or else where the tip used to be, these huge monstrosities that are going up in a day of climate change, all these big McMansions, very cynically erected with cement front yards and no attempt at a garden. Anyway, this little house became available. A friend of ours had this little house on a lovely big block with trees on it in Clunes, and he said he had to move back to town, and he's offered us the chance to buy this house for half of what our East Keilor house is worth. So we've been up there and we've stayed there a couple of nights, and it's really beautiful and it's relaxed, and we see all our old friends. We walk down the street to the cafe, and it's just the physical beauty of the place and the beautiful tall trees around our house has convinced us that we should go back there. Although I do have to have a pied d'artre in the city, but it will only be in the centre of the city, and I don't have to drive through these horrible suburbs that make me actually feel almost physically sick these days with all the traffic and the tension of the driving. I can avoid all that now, just find a little place to stay close to town a couple of nights a week and have the peace of the country life, where I might settle down to do some more reading, or even on the train from Ballarat, which is, after all, just an hour and 15 minutes from the heart of Melbourne. So basically that's what we're going to do. And our dog loves that big space. We have a Rottweiler, and he's going to love being able to run around, and we'll make a sort of dog park. We'll put higher fence so other dogs can come and play with Boris at our place. And we hope that we'll have a sort of dog park function in the town, as well as just reuniting with all our old friends and customers.
What's the community like in Clunes? Can you say anything about that?
You've got the old-time farmers that have been there forever, but you also have a lot of people that people who've had the tree change, who've moved up from Melbourne partly for retirement, or who come up for weekends, and who these people especially used to come to our restaurant. It's a gentle community. What shall I say? And there's a woman there who's started, who had the ambition to make Clunes into a book town, as they have in various parts of England and France in the States, I think. And so for one weekend a year, there is a huge celebration in the town of secondhand books. And all these booksellers come and they set up shop, and thousands of people come from Melbourne, and we always have guest writers like Barry Jones or I've forgotten some other famous book writers. Malcolm Fraser. Yes, different people who've written books that year come and talk about their books, and it's a real festival atmosphere in the township. And they've also established two large second-hand bookshops, and possibly they hope to establish more that are permanently open. And I'll be working in one of those as well. So there's a book club there. There's some quite lively people in the town, musicians and writers. And, yeah, so it's not that you'll be without stimulation in the town at all.